Beyonce has a new album called Renaissance. And like a lot of things Beyonce does, it's like a solar eclipse. But there is a lot of other good music out this summer, so we want to take time to talk about the iconic Beyonce and also do right by other hardworking artists also worthy of your eardrums. So we've called Rihanna Cruz, who's with Vulture's music podcast, Switched on Pop in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
First of all, I think we really need to give some space to Beyonce because it is a sound of the summer. It's a project. It's all the songs, like they have transitions into each other. I didn't even know you could do that anymore. And then the other thing is it made me feel like I was almost like at a rave. And I've never been to a rave, but like I had glow sticks and I was dancing, you know, with the arms.
With the gloves that have the lights on the end and people kind of move them around.
I just felt like I was in a hot, sweaty club, even though I'm just sitting here at my desk doing, you know, interviews.
Yeah, I mean, as an avid club goer, I feel like you hearing it as if you're in a hot, sweaty club is the perfect mindset to be at. It's what Beyonce was intending, I assume, especially with the seamless transitions, which make me think of a house or a disco mix, like you're in the club, everything blends together, kind of goes from one track to another. It's really interesting.
Another person who has some really great dance songs, really upbeat, up-tempo, you have About Damn Time by Lizzo. She is on your list of must-haves this summer. What do you think about that song and how does it rank in Lizzo's body of work?
Well, the song currently is number one on Billboard during the heat of the summer, so I feel like that's inherently a qualification for it to be in Song of the Summer discussion. And I think a lot of what we hear in Lizzo is sort of similar to what we're hearing in Beyonce, the sort of disco revival, a lot of syncopation. There's a bright summery sound on Lizzo specifically between About Damn Time's guitar, like thinking of like Nile Rodgers, Chic, Prince, that sort of vibe. There's flutes on it. There's that breakdown in the middle, which I've seen a lot on like TikTok and Instagram, the part where she's like Balenciessies, you know. I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciessies, trying to bring out the fabulous. Lizzo does a really great job at capturing the public consciousness through her music and kind of making it this omnipresent event.
I mean, and part of this is a summer where people are trying to, you know, be back outside, you know.
We outside, exactly.
So you're also bringing us some heat from Puerto Rico, right?
Wepa, baby. I think the album of the summer comes from none other than Bad Bunny because it sort of speaks to that zeitgeist. And the song for me that is my personal song of the summer is El Apagón off of Un Verano Sin Ti. It's indicative of a particular energy that comes with tropical temperatures. And me personally, I'm Puerto Rican, so I like listening to it because it's an ode to Puerto Rico and it makes me think of my culture.
So give us something to wrap up with here.
I think Song of the Summer contenders, something that I think is really interesting about them is that they sort of cater to the queer community. And I say that off of Beyonce's album, which is clearly a dedication to gay, Black and brown communities through the use of ballroom music. And I think you can look to a lot of gay clubs and you can look to a lot of the queer and trans population specifically on what songs become Song of the Summer, because I feel like those communities have attuned to the sort of saccharine popness that we need in an effective song of the summer. So something that I've been tuned into and a lot of my friends have been tuned into is the song To Die For by Tuve Lu, which very recently came out, but I could totally see it as something that will stick with us for a few weeks, at least to get us through the end of the summer.
And so what is it about this song that stands out to you?
It's catchy. I mean, you gotta have a good beat. You gotta have replayability, right? Because the song of the summer you hear all the time. And this does it for me. I finished the 3 minutes of the song and I'm like, oh, I need to hear this again immediately. And I just need it everywhere.
That's Rihanna Cruz. They produce Vulture's music podcast, Switched on Pop. Rihanna, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here.